people say, well, where do the levies go? Well, it's clearly obvious because you can see what's happening in our town. Businesses need to come to Newquay and invest. We always get our, you know, we get closures, of course we do. We're very seasonal and we're trying to overcome that. But we also get a lot of really great new businesses come to Newquay, and there are so many out there, award-winning businesses, you know. I see us on a real positive drive. As long as we get looked after from a government basis, you know, we are there for business to try and, you know, get through all those kind of government issues, through whether it's rent and rates and all those things, you know, and continue to drive the footfall into Newquay as an all-year-round destination.
And what would you say to residents who can very easily grab their phone and shop on Amazon?
And this is what worries me. I mean, I think people don't shop in our local towns as much as they should. You know, it's all very convenient, isn't it? You make an order at Amazon and it's there on your doorstep the next day. But that does not keep our town centres vibrant and alive. Please come in, shop locally. I was given some statistics over Christmas about the amount of money that can be driven into town centres within the billions across the UK. Just by saying, I'm not going to buy this gift in Amazon, I'm going to go into a local retailer, I'm going to buy it. Just do that, and that will give us that extra push to keep our high streets alive and vibrant.
Over the last few years, since you've been at the helm of BID, events have become a bigger part of what you do.
If I'm really honest, when I first came to Newquay, I was a bit disappointed. I didn't see, I felt that events were sliding. I felt that Christmas wasn't particularly big. You know, the Fish Festival had gone and all those sorts of things. But what I also realised is there were a lot of great organisations and people that weren't necessarily talking to each other to make things happen. And we all wanted what was best for Newquay. So in a way, it was almost like I was a small pebble in a big pond, and it created a ripple. And now people, we all get together, we have regular meetings. We had a meeting just for Christmas with an amazing guy that now works in Newquay about the Surf Skate Expo this year, which is going to be expanded. Mm. We're working with so many different collaborative groups now that we can make our events bigger and much bigger and much better. No matter what people say, I get that pushback, you know, about, oh, you know, you're bringing things to the high street, you're distracting from, you know, the businesses. When I first started in retail, and believe me, I've been in retail for 35 years, and that's why I came to this job, and I love it because I can see it from both sides. When I used to open my doors of my shop in Truro, or I worked all over Cornwall, there was never the online shopping risk. There was never the huge out-of-town development shops that you can park for free. You know, we opened our doors and that was the centre hub for shopping. Those days are gone. So we have to do, you know, events and talk about, you know, the beaches and all the wonderful things we have, and advertise online and get people to come and do, you know, shops with us that maybe have come from up country and do news reports. We have to keep all this focus on driving people into the town. We can't leave it like we used to. A big one for me was markets. Again, I joined Newquay. I could see there were markets happening around all the different cities and towns. And then I wanted to bring markets, and I had pushback from some of the businesses that have been here for many, many, many years. But again, I've been in retail for many, many years, and I see retail as a different thing. We bought the markets when they were regularly having markets in Newquay, and it's absolutely vibrant on those days. Mm. And they don't just go to the market, they go into the shops and they spend money. Or they might just come back another day because they didn't realise Newquay was such a wonderful place. So it's all for the good of the businesses, and I will keep focusing and doing the best job that I can do.